John Greenfield, Sheffield chairman of UKIP. John, great result for UKIP again, massive votes across the board. Can you explain why that is, you reckon?
Yes, I think partly on a local level, we've had some candidates who've worked very, very hard to get our message out and across. But I think we've benefited from some national publicity as well. Nigel Farage seems to have struck a chord with the people, and people are responding to that. So I think some of it's due to the national swing to our party.
I mean, people who view UKIP as a one-issue party of leaving the European Union, what can you offer at local level for Sheffield people?
That's pretty good. We can offer a pretty good things, because we're not really tied down to political dogma. And I think what we intend to do at local level is to look at each issue on its merit and do what's best for the people rather than any political ideology. And that's, I think, what the local councillors are going to be doing. They're going to be working hard to make Sheffield a better place for all of its citizens, not just the ones who voted for us, but for all of us.
I mean, why do you think Sheffield people voted for UKIP as such? Is it tired between the political elite, you reckon?
I think traditionally they've always voted Labour, and I think they can't bring themselves to vote Conservative, and they've seen UKIP as a party that's saying some of the things they want to hear. Again, speaking their language, I think. And it's just sounded a chord with them. It struck a chord with them, and they're voting for us.
Are you surprised by today's result? I know you were going to go close in Stocksbridge and Upper Don, but the East and West Ecclesfield results were a surprise for us on the benches.
It was a surprise for me too. Other than I stayed up last night and watched the results coming in, especially from Rotherham. And when I saw what had happened in Rotherham, I thought, well, anything's possible. But yes, I wasn't expecting East and West Ecclesfield. Stocksbridge, yes. Although the margin of victory in Stocksbridge was more than I'd expected.
John Greenfield, thank you very much.
Thank you.